question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Excellencies. My question concerns question number 17 of the list of issues. First, in addition to our rapporteur's request, I will appreciate if you would provide us the following concrete numbers. A, concrete numbers of cases in which principle of non-refoulement was invoked by foreigners on account of fear for enforced disappearances in the procedure of expulsion measures since the establishment of the Service for Foreigners Affairs, as well as in the extradition procedure on the same reason during, for example, recent 5 or 10 years, and B, the numbers of cases in which the decision of non-refoulement was granted on this account. Second, does the law on mutual assistance in criminal matters apply to both the procedure of extradition performed by the Ministry of Justice and the procedure of expulsion performed by the Service for Foreigners Affairs? And according to paragraph 82 of your state report, Article 105 through 138 seem to be a procedure relating to asylum seeking or recognition of refugee status. If so, does provisions mean that a statement invoking principle of non-refoulement under Article 91 automatically initiate procedures under Articles 105 through 138? And at the same time, it has suspensive effect on expulsion procedure until the final decision of formal procedure will be made. In this connection, how does such a statement of fear for enforced disappearances found out in practice by the on-the-spot staff of the Service of Foreigners Affairs? Is there any reference to the fear for enforced disappearance to check in the application form, or is there any manual for the staff to ask about this account by all means? Lastly, according to the new laws provision on the immigration center, as our rapporteur has just referred to, the alien must be under supervision up to 18 months, and after this period, he or she must be released. Does this release mean the recognition of ordinary stay in your country or a deportation to his or her original or the third country by the state expense? I would appreciate if you would provide us statistics, if any, in this connection. Thank you very much.